Hello and welcome to this episode of Newscast with me, Beth Espy. Now, we know the Isle of Man is pretty famous actually in some places for its golf courses, a number around the island, all very beautiful. And 18-year-old Kimi Gauci from Switzerland is on the island at the moment. We're going to find out why, but he really does share that passion for golf.
I'm from Switzerland and I'm a high school student there. I'm in my second last year. I'll be doing my last year when I come back from the Isle of Man. So after my language day, I grew up in the Italian-speaking part of Switzerland, and now I moved to the Swiss-German-speaking part of Switzerland, so I've seen quite a lot of different cultures, which is nice because I can fit in both. So that's a nice blend of Swissness and Italian culture.
How did you come to be here on the Isle of Man? What are you doing?
I'm doing coaching at the Comies Golf Resort for Stephen Crooks. He's been doing junior camp since a few years now. And I'll be assisting him in that. And I think it's lovely to work with little kids, sharing my passion for golf.
And where did this passion come from? How did you get into golf in the first place?
Well, that's a long time ago. That's 10 years ago in Germany. Went to visit my aunt, who had an apartment there. She plays golf. She's been playing for a long time. She's been trying to introduce golf into the family, to my mother, to my uncle, to everyone, and no one really interested in golf. So I was the only one that really catched the golf virus, as she calls it. Yeah, since then it's been amazing.
And so obviously you learnt to play. You presumably have played a lot with your aunt. What is your ultimate aim with golf? Is it something you'd want to do professionally?
Yeah, I'll work on being professional on tour. That's my goal, and that's why I put all the effort in, because I think golf is a nice sport to play with friends, but it's also a nice sport to really put the effort in, because there is a chance to succeed. I know it's hard, but that's what pushes me. And I think I'm quite competitive, so I think I fit in the tour lifestyle. And yeah, that's my goal. That's my dream, and I'll work for that.
And so as part of your course, as you say, part of the language course, you have to come to an English-speaking place. And you know, I know we love our golf here in the Isle of Man. We've got a number of golf courses. You won't have played all of them yet. Have you had a chance to play on some of them?
Yeah, I'd like to play Castletown. I'd like to play Ramsey, so which I think are pretty nice courses. We've been playing Rowney, we've been playing Douglas, just next to here. Yeah, I think they're all quite different, but they have all their own character, which is great.
And when it comes to coaching, and particularly coaching children, I'm guessing sometimes that's not going to be the easiest thing to do, because golf, well, it kind of requires quite a lot of attention, doesn't it? And sometimes not something kids are great with.
Yeah, indeed. It does require a good attitude, a good finesse. I think with little kids, it's important to teach them basics, how to swing the club, what's the movement, how they have to move the hips to, you know, slide and shift the weight, all this kind of stuff that is pretty basic, but it just gets them to build on something, gets them a nice fundament where they can build up on it.
Do you think anybody could be a golfer?
Yes.
Do you think anybody could be a good golfer?
No. Because it does require a lot of patience, and some people don't have patience. You know, I've been playing for 10 years and I learned quite a lot of lessons. And one of the lessons was that effort is not equal to success. So I've been putting in effort for years now, and not always I had success. And that's just something that you have to deal with, because it may be that you have a year where you've done all the things that you have to do. So you can look back and say, yeah, I've done everything, but the results are not good. So then you just have to deal with it and not give up. So I think it's stick to it, be patient, and yeah, it'll come.
Who are the golfing professionals that you look up to, that you want to be like?
My favourite player is Rory McIlroy. He's amazing. His swing, his attitude towards mental game is fantastic. And mental game, I think, is what differentiates you from other players. If you're strong in the mental aspect, you can become a real, real good golfer. I've seen him play, and I've just been amazed by how he drives the ball crazy far. So, and what he says in the interviews.
And how long are you going to be over here on the island for?
Total of 6.5 weeks.
Yeah. And what is the plan once you're finished here? What happens then?
Then I'll be going back to school. I have to write some reports of what I've done, what I've achieved, what experiences I've had. Yeah, I'll be looking forward to write a nice report.
And then once you've done your final year, what happens then?
Then I'll be going to university. I'm not quite sure which university yet, because I have two options. One is going to college in the States, or just stay in Switzerland and do a university, which obviously supports my ambition in golf. That's the criteria that has to be fulfilled for university.
That's really exciting, you know, Kimmy. And I just wonder, compared to where you live now, how have you found being a temporary resident here on the Isle of Man?
I think Manx people are extremely friendly, really open. You know, the people I met and I play golf with or I hang out with in my free time are just amazing. They just let you fit into their group, and feeling that you are not just tolerated, but, you know, like accepted, that's amazing. That's something that doesn't happen really often, or not everywhere, really, but it's amazing. So a compliment to Manx people.
And the other thing we're passionate about here on the Isle of Man is cycling. And that is also something that you have been able to experience, because while you can drive, unfortunately, you're not old enough to hire a car. So you're having to bike it everywhere. How's that been?
So I think cycling in Switzerland is a bit better than here, because we got wider streets. The streets here are just so narrow, and you have to watch out that you don't get run over. And yeah, from that side, I think cycling is okay, but you got to pay attention to where you drive and who's around you. Yeah, well, I'm just limited a bit. I can't get to Peel or Ramsey because it's just too far away. So I have to get the bus. But, you know, that's what it is. And I have to accept it, adapt myself.
And just think how fit you're going to be.
Oh, yeah, that's a good side effect.
It really is. Kimmy, lovely to talk to you. And we wish you all the very best for the rest of your stay.
Thank you.